Oh, I'm really short. No, we're just gonna call it. We're just gonna call it. This is Cohen Meander. I'm Jason Miller. And I'm going to talk about liberty. Now, liberty is an interesting beast because it's like you have to. Most people think of liberty as something of a social contract. A whole lot of people get together and decide that they are going to live lives of liberty and let others do the same thing. I find it interesting. The United States was supposedly founded on principles of liberty, and what? When it comes down to today, I find it really interesting. Like, for me, for instance, I'm a pretty liberty guy. You can live the way you want to. But I would really like you to let me live the way I want to. But see, that becomes the biggest problem. Most people act for freedom for themselves to do what they would like to do, but that's only half the work for actually making this work. A lot of people think liberty is just, not only can I do anything you want, but I am going to be free of any kind of harassment or judging or anything like that, which is just absolutely bogus. That is not liberty. I don't know what that is. I don't think we had a word for it. I don't think we still do. Except that they co-opt liberty and say, well, this is what liberty is. Like, no. When you're free and I'm free too, I can make comment about what you're doing. It doesn't have to be complimentary or anything like that. I could say, you know what, you're a gosh darn silly fool for what you're doing. Does that mean I'm going to stop you from doing it? No. That's liberty, is to say that people can do as they wish. Anyway.
Oh, my thing is way up there. It used to be way down there. I don't know how much of that you caught.
Oh, no.
But it's going to get a whole lot better. Okay. So that's, I guess I could just kind of replow that little territory that I was trying to explain. Because we can see, liberty has fallen out of use. The concept and the word, I think, to a large extent. Because I do think people realize that when they say, and you can't say anything about what I'm doing that I don't like. You know, we don't have a term for that. But that's exactly what liberty is. You know, you can do as you please to the extent where you're not stomping all over somebody else's liberties. And people spend way, way too much time according themselves as much freedom and license as they like, yet not giving any of that to anybody else. You know, when people talk, what was referred to in reference to me? You're not open-minded enough, and you go, no, you have to understand, this is people saying, I can do what I want, but you need to do what I want too. And that's like, well, that sounds like it's okay for you, but it sounds kind of dictatorial to me. You're telling me how I have to believe, how I have to act, how I have to feel. It says, it all works fine if we all come back and we say, you know, you're also allowed to congregate according to whatever criteria you want to, and including not congregating at all, which is me, tends to be me. Many people have a deep social aspect to them. And so I think that that's where we get the whole thing of, hey, I'm going to set up a bunch of laws where I am, and if you agree with those laws, you can come and live with me. And I think it's really interesting, especially in the United States, which was founded upon liberty, a lot of people came here, but it seems like over time, it's like they've come here to force other people to, I don't know if it's really tolerate them, forced other people to, you know, like I said, words are kind of tricky on this one. Because it's like, you know, you can't be allowed to do that or do that or do that or do that. You go, you know what, we can come to an agreement what we can't tolerate. And it says, but it's like, you know, forced behavior, if you're going to be here, you need to be like this. Can I be really honest? It really comes down to the multi-letter community, I don't know what to call it now, so I just call it multi-letter, the alphabet bunch, whose biggest demand is that everybody else must conform to their worldview. And that's not liberty. Liberty is to be tolerant of others. And, of course, the alphabet people will come back and say, well, you're not being tolerant of me. And you're going, what? So then you have to come up with some really tortured definition of what toleration means. And it basically, in modern times, it means that you have to abide by whatever stipulations everyone else around you can dream up. And you go, that's not liberty at all. That is a most wretched sort of tyranny. Oh my gosh. To have everybody else be able to dictate to you what's acceptable. And you go, no, that's not it. It says, I get to be a jerk and pee all over the ground. But then they come back and they go, well, I guess you can, but then we'll start calling you a sexual predator. And you're going, hey, that's a cool term. Can I use that term on this person? Absolutely not. You know, somebody who in the past would be called a pedophile or a transvestite, can I use those terms with them? And they go, no. Well, what's going to happen if I do? Oh, you'll be thrown in jail. I was fine in the old days when they said, if you use those kind of words, them fight words, and you might get the crap beat out of you. Well, that's tricky because as far as I'm aware of, that's assault and battery, and that is a crime to beat somebody up. But apparently even some kind of what I guess we would have called in the past haunting justifies getting either beat up or sent to jail for as long as people can think up, because they go, the worst crime in our culture is to offend. Thou shalt not offend. But the funny thing is that people from certain groups can be offensive, can be that way, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's all about which group you belong to, and usually the membership for belonging is easy. You can get into it really easy. Getting out, you may find yourself ostracized and all kinds of funny stuff. Walking away from other things. It makes it so that some people are empowered to make others as miserable as they can contrive, which I think is the modern definition of transgender, is a person who is allowed to make as many other people as miserable as they wish. That's not what transgender means at all. And you go, it's effectively what it means, because that's what they do. Because they go, oh no, this like boys that put on girls' makeup and people who act like the opposite gender of how they were born. You go, you know what, to be honest, I don't think that's really all that, you know, I don't think that's all that really relevant. I think it's far more interesting to say the thing I said before. You have license to make other people as miserable as you like. You can destroy their life. You can make sure they never work again. You can make sure that they never, that people avoid them. You can do all kinds of fun stuff. So I'm sorry, I find the sorts of people that will do that to be truly hateful and nasty and not decent people to be about. And you go, well, you're just showing your whatever the convenient term that somebody who doesn't even need to have a bit of intelligence can say, you know, you're a bigot, you're a homophobe, I don't know what other words to put to it, but you're a bad person. You're going, you know, 10 years ago, I wasn't a bad person. I was pretty standard fare. But, doesn't matter. Things have changed. There seemed to be a backlash from it now. There was this movement called DEI, the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion movement, which was mostly the codification of, number one, special privileged groups who are identified only by behavior and only there to just make you miserable. That was what they were totally about. People don't like being called evil or bad, so they will adjust to the power given to so many now, I guess due to offense, due to historic oppression. But now they must toe the line. Oh. Okay. I'm taking a back way home because I like taking back ways. I enjoy that much more than most of the things. But anyway. And so it becomes this whole thing about liberty. Only certain groups are allowed very much latitude in liberty, and everybody else just has to put up or shut up or go to jail. And you go, wow, this is a new definition of liberty that I didn't know before. It says, you can do what you want. You can, you know, and it says, and I can say that you're gonna suffer in hell for the things that you do. Does it mean that I am empowered to stop you from doing it? No, not, you know, there's times and places where you can take a snapshot, for instance, and you can say, I have liberty there. And you can say, I do. It says, liberty has to do mostly with protecting other people's rights to do something, to behave a certain way, to do things like that. And that retroactively, they will, or it's not really retro, it's not retrospectively, reciprocally they can say, you know what, it says, if you help me with my liberty, I'll help you with yours. You go, yeah. It says, that's something we can both agree on. It's that there's certain liberties that they want, there's certain liberties that somebody else wants, that I want, on some level. And that's what you do. Anyway, I don't know. But it does have to do with that whole thing of, you know, other people do what they want to do. It's like my daughter came. My oldest daughter came and said, I'm going to transition. I'm going to be a man. And I went, Shayna, I can't go there with you. I'm not going to go there with you. And now she hates me and can't stand to be around me because I won't accept her new reality. And it's like, I don't have to. Nor should I be forced to do so. You know, it makes the person that's doing it feel very validated. It's very warm and fuzzy, and they can sit there and give themselves their own bear hug for how marvelous they feel in their new reality. So I don't have to come along with them, and I don't have to be nice either. As much as they have liberty, so do I. You can't force me to talk again. Well, some places have signed laws to fine you for talking wrong, misgendering, for instance, which is like, you know, I don't understand this. They all say, oh, it's just to make us all equal and kind and nice to each other. It's like, you know what? Says, I get to choose who I'm nice to. I don't have to meet a certain criteria. And America was already about that America's already a pluralistic society. The only thing that some of them could agree on is they did not want to be beholden to the British king anymore. And from such a sentiment came the whole idea of the American Revolution. But here's one thing upon which, as the leadership of individual colonies, we can agree sufficiently to join together. You know, a lot of people feel like that people shouldn't be racist, and you go, you know, people have a choice. You can say it's socially unacceptable. I suppose you can even go so far as to make some kind of officious rating system by which you get to eat or drink, and I think that's what's kind of coming down to, is that a society will regulate behavior to a large degree, based on whatever. Don't say transvestite. Socially unacceptable, and you go, who died and made you the potentate of social acceptability? And what do you do about that? In a liberty society, you say, well, you can't make being racist, you can't make racist and being sour mouthed to black people into a law. I don't care how powerful you are. I don't care how well written and documented the authors were. A person like me can't speak frankly and openly. I think I found it interesting that my daughter says I lack being open-minded, but it's like it would seem to me that being open-minded means that other people say what they please and that you don't immediately castigate them for it. It seems like some kind of or open forum would be the most open-minded, as opposed to, well, I'm like this, and because that's true, I get to police your speech and tell you that you can't say this or you can't say that and remain a decent part of society. Well, there's that. You can't just do that and get away with it. You know, liberty says that you can be a jerk and that no law will be put into place to force you not to be jerky. That isn't the sole way to look at it. But I tell you, it says it's certainly one that if you did that, you would be a good American liberty seeker. Anyway, so I find that also interesting, but I also know that people don't tend to use that word liberty anymore, which is sad, because it was one of the main principles upon which the United States of America was founded. It's mostly done because we had groups of people that that had different belief systems. And that said, you know what we can do here is we can all be happy to simply get along. And not make each other's lives miserable. That's a service we can do to each other. Oh, I haven't been speaking much, and yet my system turns on. It seems like going down a dirt road sets off my thing. So I need to go ahead and keep talking as much as I can. Well, anyway, I don't really have much more to say on that subject. It's just that I found it really interesting that most people would try to use principles of liberty to justify what they're doing to other people, which is totally against what liberty stands for, which is a level of toleration. It says, do I want to get rid of some group? Do I want to get rid of, for instance, transgenders? And you go, no. It says they can live. They can do what they want. They can even congregate in places that make them decently happy. Now, there needs to be some many communities have a standard of behavior. And they don't like this kind of stuff. So they say, well, we won't have it here. And you got to say, well, huh. At the end of the day, that means that it says now, if you set up community standards that tend to make particular groups horrible, it says that's your community standard. Because everybody else, you have to understand, the transgender movement wants to force the toleration of them on everybody, no matter what, universally. This is always what happens with groups that get a little bit of power. Is that they say, you know, I am going to make everybody talk a certain way, use certain words that only I find acceptable, or that my group finds acceptable. And of course, they do it on the back of oppression. The descendants of slaves have been systemically oppressed for hundreds of years, it is said. And because of that, they need the following special privileges to try to even up the score a little bit. And Liberty has to say, you know, at some point, we need to stop behaving like that. This isn't what it's supposed to be about. This isn't how our country was founded. In giving certain groups special privileges and not to others. But, you know, this is always complicated by all kinds of things. Liberty would say, just don't do anything at all. You go, well, people will be hurt. You go, people will be hurt by others. That's right. There's nothing we can Is there something we can do about that? You go, yeah, there's a salt battery. We can write laws and say how you can't hurt other people. You can set up ways of redressing wrongs, perceived wrongs, ways of dealing with injustices. And that's where government pretty much is created, is in saying we're going to have communal laws that everybody has to abide by. So that's why the system that was created for the United States of America is actually quite good at handling peaceful governance and dispute resolution for a liberty-minded people. Of course, it has to be followed. The problem has been for a while that there have been parties, political parties, who have gotten enough basic support to be, to violate constitutional principles and liberties. All we need to do is get enough people. That was set to be, in the 60s or the 70s, the percentage of people have to be for this. The sad part is we've actually managed it. My wife has an interesting saying in relation to all this stuff, to say that I just lost it. Oh no. Struggling to figure this out. We're a little bit on the tired side. Anyway, so okay, still got some time. That's good. I don't even know where I was going, where I was headed. So this is a horrible recording. I just need to just chill it off to the personal ones and let it go at that. Chase it down for a while.